In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
When the universe swells, oh boy does she swell. And sometimes she has us asking questions. Questions that leave us in doubt and fear and unknowns. Like, are we there yet? Are we good enough? When do we know? How do we know? How do we measure this thing that we're after? Do we even know what we're after? And more than that, do we even know what we stand for? Can we even fully and truly, right now, absolutely, claim that next level purpose that's beaming into you right now? And on the other side of that double-edged sword is that, whoa, like, when did we get here? Like, what just happened? And I don't know about you, but I often find myself asking that side of the chain, that side of the space. Like, how did I walk into this opportunity? How did I walk into this constellation? How did I get here? Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't put this into my GPS, and yet here's this moment ready to pounce on me. And sometimes it's daunting. Sometimes it's this like big ferocious lion that's just like wanting to jump on you, and we think it's an attack. Meanwhile, it's, I don't know, potential cuddle fest or something, a potential just meeting of courage and showing that you can kind of grit your teeth. Not, oh, I don't like that word. I don't like that turn of phrase, actually. But that you can actually stand your ground, and that you know what you stand for, you know what you're going through, and you're up for it. You're fully absorbed, you're fully in integrity, you're fully committed to that level of play. If you've been following the podcast, and if you're not in the know, integrity seems to be a big thread coming up for me particularly. And from what I've seen with conversations that I've been having. And it's just that intensity of showing up. It's that intensity of going, ooh, there's a next step here, and it's time to take it. And that's a big question. Like, when, what, how, why? Like, I can hear the mind just coming into play. I can feel my mind coming into play on that. It's like, how do we navigate this? How do we recalibrate this? What is the constitution behind this? What are we actually going to? What are we actually making? Like, where is this? What is this form that's wanting to emerge out of the seed? And how will we know if we get there? And those are all big, world-toppling, potentially world-ending questions. You know, the kind that end your world and let you start a new world. Let you start a new set of beliefs. Let you start a new set of creations. Let you start the thing that you're really after. And that's even scarier, isn't it? To really embrace that. So it was perfectly ironic, you know, how the universe flows in constellation, that I was going through my emails and I was thinking of all the things I want to say, and all the things that are beaming through me, and all the things that have been rising in between. And there's so many conversations we can be having. Like, I just feel like I want to be like having 10 conversations at once and dubbing them all together. But, well, that's just not really practical. But I get an email. This is hilarious. I get an email in my email box, and it's from Colette, great tarot reader, phenomenal, inspirational woman. And I follow her newsletters, because there's a resonance in that. And today's email is permission to be vulnerable. And the subheading of that is sometimes it takes a tribe. Yeah, sometimes it really does take a tribe. Like, you're going into an uncharted territory. You're going into the unknown. You're going into a, whoa, like, how did I get here? How am I meeting this moment? Like, how did this particular thing rise for me? And noticing that you don't need to be on your own, noticing that you don't need to go off into some other world and some other realm to find answers, but that the fact that you found it and it found you, and there's this meeting of ideas and spaces and all these things that lie in between, that everything that's needed for creation lives in either the seed of that moment or the precipice of the next breath that's going to allow you to do something that allows something to emerge. And with that, it's a strange notion, isn't it? Because it's like a dance. You don't know where, if you're really in the music, if you're really in that moment, you don't know where you're being led to. You don't know what you're leading, because you're doing both, really. And with that, it's this amazing dance that you embark on as you move closer to what it is that you're being asked of, you're being compelled to, and you're creating in that moment. And this is what I really wanted to talk about, exponentialism. Because on these two edges of this sword, the are we there yet versus the whoa, but like, oh my goodness, what just happened, is exponentialism, really, isn't it? I mean, there's a space that we tend to go into do-do-do mode. We tend to go into this workaholic space. And trust me, I don't have the t-shirt, but like, I should. I actually don't want it, but I should have one, because I've been there. I've worked into that space, and I've been there, and it's tempting to go there. It's tempting to go into creation mode and just drill down into the nucleus of a problem and just, I don't know, submerge yourself into something for the sake of something. For the sake of anything, really. And with that, there's another thing that we can be doing, and that's exponentialism. And that's why I think it's so great that there's this emergence of these exponential entrepreneurs. And I'm so, you know, I'm committed to it. Like, sometimes I walk into a place and I'm like, wait, what just happened? I mean, an example of that would be the startup weekend that happened, I think, last month. Time seems to escape me, but couple weekends ago, I was invited to mentor and judge at a startup weekend, and there was this amazing group that came up with a concept that would hack not only smart communities, not only smart city design, but also innovation and creativity, and awaken that within people in a way that brought up all parts of me in such a profound way. It's like, oh, I could see how things were swirling in my constellation, like all these passions, all these little things, all these little stories that I stepped into or that I encountered or that fell into my orbit were somehow part of this great picture. And with that, I couldn't let them slip. I couldn't let them walk away. I couldn't let them think that they were anything less than super ordinary, superb, extraordinary, interstellar. So I reached out, and there on the fly, without pause or hesitation, not knowing what's being asked of me, not knowing what this thing entails, I just said, I've got to be part of this. Have you ever had that moment where you sit on the precipice of something and you're like, I've got to be a part of this? And that's really what Colette was talking about, isn't it? I mean, this permission to be vulnerable, this notion that it sometimes takes a tribe, that no man is an island, that what we're really wanting to create and what we're wanting to stream is actually collective. And we can do it on our own. Maybe. Yes. No. But we'll never really know the answer to that, because there's just too many variables in the way. There's too many things that can weigh us down and pull us back and take us out of that gravitational pull to that moment. The most obvious being overwhelm. This thing that we charter into our constellations, this law of attraction, which we all seem to kind of go, ooh, yes, please, I'll have a lot of that later. Thank you very much. Maybe even supersize it while you're at it. But it works both ways. It cuts both ways. It is the bliss and the agony. It is the too many emails versus too many clients. Not enough time. It's the extremities of stuff. And I don't know. Life throws us extremities. It throws us things. It takes us through ebb and flow. But does it really need to be that dramatic? Does it really need to be that drastic? Does it really need to be that bipolar? Yes, it's always going to fluctuate. Yes, there's always going to be a point of equilibrium. Yes, there's always going to be all these things and so much more. And yes, we have bad days. We crash, we burn, we scratch our knees, we fail, we shut down, we want to run away, we want to go into hiding, we want to do all these things that don't serve us, and then we have days where we just, we open up in ways that are unimaginable to us, that we never thought were possible to us, and we just embrace a whole new level of beingness. And in those moments, we don't even think what we're doing is being courageous. In those moments, we don't even think what we're doing is bold and dramatic, and not dramatic, but bold and courageous and wow, because it's just this melting into it and this stepping into something extraordinary and embracing that, giving yourself permission to be great, giving yourself permission to be seen, giving yourself permission to be noticed, giving yourself permission to actually be heard. Because this is another thing that I notice about business, is like sometimes we go, oh, something's not working for us, and we don't know why, and it's like, well, have we asked the universe to play with us? In our minds, we're saying we want more money, more clients, more purpose, more chances, more opportunities, more speaking engagements, more ways to be. But are we actually writing our address on that slip? Are we actually creating a return to sender portal or channel? Are we even tracking that? Do we know that? Have we checked our postbox on these things? I mean, sometimes it does take a moment where it feels like the universe just really wants to pounce on you, and you just do walk into something so big and extraordinary that you kind of hold your breath and wonder how you ever got here. And sometimes I feel about that about the KWB project, the fourth prize winners. Like, I can see the value I can bring. I can see where I can play. I can see all the things and all the potentials. They've clearly expressed the desire and the need and the appreciation. And sometimes I walk in there and I'm just like blown away by what happens when someone's not only on purpose, not only meeting the moment, but addressing their capabilities, their genius, and they're just bringing their A game, not for the sake of ambition, not for the sake of one-upping anyone, not for the sake of anything else, but just to be so fully immersed in the experience of what's beckoning. And that's either something that feels like it happens to us or from us, but we never really expect or appreciate that those are the moments that we walk alongside of. Those are the moments that we take by the hand. Those are the moments that meet us and we meet them. Those are the moments where we dance. Those are the moments where we really show up and really make a difference in what it is that we're creating, what it is we stand for. And take a leap. We don't have to do, and do, be, should be, do, and whatever you want to do. But we don't need to go into that mode. It's that, I was just thinking about it actually, it's like, it's so simple. So perfectly simple. Instead of rattling our chains of all this task and all this pressure, what would happen? What if we just took a leap? Instead of shuffling 3 million steps, what if we just leaped? Not the kind of leap that needs to take us off the edge of the earth, but that like one leveraged thing, that one unique thing, that one little piece of nugget of a thing that's just sets things in motion and takes you to that other space and shifts your gear, puts you into motion, pushes your needle into flow. It's so easy to forget that. And it's so easy to know it as well, to intellectualize it or to resonate it, to stream it on Facebook, to Instagram it, to turn it into a quotable, or to even retweet me if you're really feeling the compulsion. I won't mind. But do we really know it? Do we really embrace what it is to be walking this path? I've had a couple chats with a couple people, and sometimes I'm surprised that some of the people that I see out there don't realize that they're walking their own path. They're preaching it, for sure. There's so many preachers out there. Oh my goodness, there's so many preachers out there. And sometimes they don't even know that they're preachers, but we turn them into preachers, and how unfair is that? I mean, how unfair is it to then hold them to that space and make them feel like they need to save us when all they're trying to do is have that permission to be authentic, to follow the edge of their own feet, to do what feels natural for them. I've got this sheet of things that we could be doing in terms of marketing, and I love some of the concepts here. And there's so many that I resonate with. But a part of the way it's written that I find myself questioning is like, do this like that person does. Do this like that person does. Share interesting stories like Gary does. Write up blogs like that person does and gives you links to them. And it's like, well, as a concept to do something that's engaging, to do something that's different, to rattle your own chain once in a while, because you need that too. If you're not rattling your own chain, then you don't know you're alive, and well, then maybe nobody else knows that you're alive and in business and in purpose and actually taking a stand for something and actually declaring it in a profound kind of way. So notice all those elements that are coming up for you as you resonate or de-resonate with this and find your own truth in that, because that's the last thing I want for you. I don't want to tell you this is how you need to do it. I'm not here for you to think of me in that particular way. I want you to discover that for yourself, to find your own constellation and to guide you on that space and kind of go, wow, this is your universe. This is what you're creating. This is what you're really in the business of. Because we don't actually know that. We're not in the business of widgets and things. We're not in the business of moving product. We're actually in the business of something so much deeper, something profoundly simpler than that. And something that's only you, really, truly, and absolutely only you. Even though it sounds like something else, the way you go about it and the way you approach it is unique to yourself. And there are people out there who are radicalists. There are people out there who know how to push those borders, know how to push those boundaries, and they can create opportunities out of nothing. They can quickly rum-tum-tum. I don't know why I said that, but anyway, just happened. They can just quickly, I don't know, out of thin air, come up with an amazing idea or a campaign that's just never been done and never been heard of. And the rest of us feel like if we're not at that level of creation and creativity, that who are we to be that? Who are we to be that creative? Who are we to be that bold and daring and suggest something so unique and so personal and so customized to your own constellation? In fact, I was giving a lecture at Cape Audio College this last week and the week before, and it brings up a thread of marketing. And I want to kind of wrap it up here to kind of bring this into that context of where business and purpose and branding and marketing and leadership and all these things combine into who you are and what you stand for and how you serve your world and your universe. Was this crazy notion of doing the very thing that moves us out of creation. I mean, how often do we do that? Let me be a little bit more practical and a little bit less vague about this and a little bit less mysterious about this, because I was asking the class, what kind of marketing do you respond to? If I had to invite you to an experience, what would it be or what would it take for you to get there? And we role-played it and we stepped into that space and we explored that. And then I asked, what are the things that you hate? What are the things that bug you that people do when they ask you that in a way that just doesn't resonate with you or really pushes your buttons? And that was a much easier question to answer. And then the third part of that was, which one are you doing? See, I've got the Global Movement Summit coming up in November, and there's a blog post that'll be coming out with this podcast. Part of it is an inspiration and in drawing on the conversation and entering into a dialogue with an open letter that I read about why certain people hate being guest speakers on telesummits or online summits. And I totally resonate with it because it's like, oh, we could package things so sexily. We could change the color and change the font. We can call it a really, really amazing razzle-dazzle name. But if it doesn't have substance and if it doesn't have value, what are we really doing in this world? Really? And something that's been bugging me with that and with this level of integrity, and I'm looking into how to do this because I'm putting this out and I'm actually publishing this in this podcast, like I'm actually taking a stand for this, is one of the things that bugs me going into telesummits and online conversations is this carrot dangling in front of you. Like, I'm interested in this conversation, but I'm not interested in this world, or I don't know how much I want to sign up for. And yet we're asking people to sign up for things. And this is why I didn't charge for the summit last year. This is why I'm still not going to be charging for the summit this year. But right now, I'm kind of at a place where I'm actually even thinking, you know what? Screw the mailing list. I just want to pour out value into the world. And if in that process you really click with me and you really want to go into a dialogue and be part of the narrative and continue these conversations, then there's a space for that. And I'd be honored to invite you into that circle and into that ring and into that fold and get to know who you are. And I'd be honored if you'd invite me into your space that way. But it isn't about putting it out there and making people feel like they have to be hooked, lined, and sinkered into something. Whatever happened to emergence? Whatever happened to unfolding? Whatever happened to creating value in your life and in another person's life? And the power of a gift. Are we really so scared that of something that we need to be doing that? And I get the value of an email mailing list. It is incredibly valuable. It is incredibly powerful to have that and to be able to monetize that, because at the end of the day, we're still in business. We're still doing this for a reason, and we're still looking to be in that space. But I don't know. For me, this summit around, dropping the email list seems like the best thing I can do. It seems like the most truest expression of me being vulnerable and kind of going, I don't want to hold anyone ransom. I don't want to hold anyone in expectation. I don't want to say you have to sign up for something and then feel like you're here against your will further along in the game. I'm not looking for vanity. I'm not looking for a flash mob that just dissipates. I'd rather go for something that grows and nourishes and evolves into what it needs to be. And that could happen one by one by one. Well, that can happen virally and exponentially and big bang shebangs. There's no right or wrong answer. Not on this. Unless you choose there to be one. Unless you choose, you know what I mean. So just notice where you're showing up. Notice how you're playing. Notice what you like to give in this world, what you like to receive in this world, what you don't. And what are you actually choosing in that moment? Because it may be wanting to pounce on you. It may already be right here under your fingertips. And all these questions of, are we there yet? And how on earth? Fall by the wayside. And we just step into the act of letting great things happen, of taking the things that we want to create and putting them out into the world. And ultimately, being of service to another soul. Because as Brian Kramer, yes, Brian Kramer says, we're in the industry of H2H. We're in a world of serving human to human. We're not serving androids. We're not, well, yeah, okay. But you know what I mean. Like, we're humans having a human conditioning moment right now. And we need to remember that. And treat ourselves accordingly, as well as the moment accordingly, what's emerging accordingly, the clients accordingly, and the structures and the systems and the habitat, the ecosystem that becomes our business, that actually becomes our business, where our business is an ecosystem. Do you guys realize what you're creating? I mean, sometimes I sit there and pinch myself and going, whoa, how did I walk into this? And then going, oops, wrong question. Okay, tune in. Inwards, onwards, upwards with purpose. And in that moment, I see infinity. I see that thing, and it's the most profound way to experience it. Because in my books, it's living that edge, living that life, playing that infinite game, that absolutely infinite game, that doesn't play with boundaries, that doesn't play into boundaries, but with boundaries, that we get to get to be. We get to create. We get to Because then in that moment, we've given ourselves permission to be authentic, to be vulnerable. We've put ourselves in a context of things, of others, of a world surrounding us, rather than obscure the context into content. Bleed it into a story, which is another whole whoa thought of its own. Sure. Bleeding context into content and content into context. Something that's pretty big and so easy to mess up. So easy to mess up. I'll put my hand up to having done that on a number of occasions myself. And with that thought of creating your own way of being in this world, something that actually nourishes and nurtures, and noticing the reason why we do things. Is it to be like another person? Which in that case may not be the best idea. Or is it because we're honoring ourselves, honoring our purpose, honoring how we want to show up in the world, our business, and honoring the other? Only you know the answer to that. Only you. It's time You stopped asking questions. And it's time you started listening to the answers. Because they're right there. Between the two polarities of the sword. Between the are we theirs, the doubt, the insecurities. And the overinflated egos and the how did we get here and the overwhelm. Between all of that lives your truth. Your real true truth. Not the story, not the context, but the answer. And I have a sneaking suspicion that's the answer you're looking for. Just a thought. Take it or leave it. Let it swirl around. Let it go if it doesn't resonate. And with that, I let this go into the world, into your orbit, and forward. So that we don't get lost in the moment and the thoughts that come with it, but that we actually embrace what rises up next. Whatever that's going to be. Whatever it's going to be. This has been so much fun to just go to the edges of the galaxy and the universe with you. And I'm looking forward to sharing more and more conversations with you and not asking for email addresses in this Global Movement Summit coming up this year around. I'll navigate the technicality of that, but it's beating at my heart. Like, it's really just beating at my heart to just kind of go, if you're wanting to create a gift, it's gotta be a gift. It can't be anything else. Because we can only be who we are. And even if we're emerging into another version of ourselves and we're constantly growing, which is true, and we're learning lessons in our business, which we are. Because we are. Well, we're learning lessons, but we may not be listening to the lessons. We may not be understanding and integrating the lessons. We're always learning. We're always learning something. We're always being conditioned into something. We're always accepting something. It's what you do here on out that really matters. So with that, I leave you on your path of purpose. You can connect with me through the normal streams on social media. No obligation, just in truth. And above all I want for you is to go out there and live your truth. Live that purpose and share it with the world. But sometimes having a tribe helps. So finding your tribe, joining our tribe, no emails required kind of tribe. Sometimes you just need a constellation to make a universe. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.